I'm Will Stevenson. Glad to have in studio Amy Peterson, the boss lady at the Galesburg Business Association. Did I get your title right? No, I don't think I did I?
President.
President of the Galesburg Business Association. Well, glad to have you nonetheless.
Well, thank you.
So, Trade Street is coming up this Saturday, which means that we're nearing Christmas, but that's another discussion for another day.
One event at a time.
Exactly.
I'm getting calls and emails daily about the holiday parade.
You know what? We've gotten one here. So, when is the holiday parade?
November 19th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Okay, very good.
So I want to get this Saturday out of the way, and then
you can work on that one.
Focus on the holiday parade.
I understand.
Well, it will be right around. I mean, it will be here in a blink, for
yeah,
sure.
I think, though, you'll get just as many kids in both events. So
that's
absolutely a good thing. Wow. We call that a transition in the business. But, man, that Treat Street, how long has that been going on now?
I'm almost sure this is the sixth year for it.
Sixth year? Man,
yes.
It seems like it's been going on a while and just seems to grow every year. I'll never forget some of the Saturday mornings I've come and worked here and seen the kids and parents lining up pretty darn early to start the trek getting goodies all throughout downtown.
Every year it gets bigger. We usually purchase about 1,000 bags because we give out bags in line, which takes me to the starting point this year is at Stone Alley Books, or for the Stone Alley for the Win books.
Right.
It used to line up at Casey's Party Creations, as you know. And so since they have retired and moved down to hot Florida, it's going to be starting at Stone Alley, and that's where they can pick up their bags. Well, we always buy 1,000 bags, and we run out every single year. So that kind of allows us to gauge how many kids come, and that doesn't even include the kids that bring their bags with them.
Yeah.
So there's usually about 1,500 kids or so with parents and family members wandering around downtown.
You should buy more than 1,000 bags then, Amy. Just saying.
Yes, probably. Perhaps.
But that really does speak to the to really kind of a unique event. I mean, trick-or-treating is fun in itself, but to kind of get some exposure for the businesses here downtown is probably really what it's about, right?
Yes, and a safe environment for the kids. You know, it's daylight time. It's just for a couple hours from 10 to 12. We do it just for the 2 hours because a lot of the banks downtown participate, and they close at noon.
Mm-hmm.
So we just set it up to 10 to 12, and it's quick, and there's people everywhere. And it's a great event.
I can imagine that businesses really don't say no to participating in something like this either, do they?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them partake.
Well, what do they do? I mean, from our standpoint, we're one of the places kids will get to stop here. Our studio's downtown, and I think we try to make it a little fun for the kids, but I imagine each business does something different, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I usually am handing out maps because we put together maps to the participating businesses. Sometimes if any businesses are listening and they want to be involved and they haven't contacted me or I wasn't able to contact them, but I went around a couple weeks ago to pretty much every business downtown and ask them yes or no to make sure that they were on the maps. Sometimes you can just jump in because the kids are going to walk right past your front door. So if you didn't accidentally get on the map or you change your mind at the last minute to get involved, then you can just set up. We don't have a problem with that because we do have a couple of businesses that are out on Henderson Street that set up at Park Plaza.
One sets up
at the Orpheum. So even if you're on Henderson Street or Green Avenue or what have you, if you're wanting to set up a table, now mind you have to set up your own stuff, but you can absolutely participate too. You don't have to be a downtown business only.
So how does it work? You start at Stone Alley and you just go from there?
You go from there. And you don't necessarily have to start at Stone Alley unless you want a bag. You can start anywhere you park your car. You can get out. We have different people. I know this kind of sounds bad, but we have different people standing on the street corners with maps handing them out too. So we get
handing out maps.
Yeah.
We want to emphasize that.
So we've got some volunteers from some of the kids from Knox College come down, and they really have a lot of fun with it because they dress up, and we just kind of have them throughout Main Street stand there with maps, and hand them a stack, and pass them out.
And you know, we always hear about the Knox students never really leaving campus, but here's an opportunity for them to do that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We usually have about 20-25 of the kids come down. Yeah, yeah, okay. A nice group of them. So they come every year. They for the last 5-6 years doing it.
So you go through the businesses downtown, and once you've filled up your bag and once you've hit every business you possibly can, then the plans are to have a little bit of a party.
We are. Right? This is brand new this year. We kind of tweaked the title as Treat Street with a Cherry on Top. because we are going to have a little block party on Cherry Street from Simmons to Main, more kind of the end of Wells Fargo drive through, so that way because we're going to set up that way people can still do their banking business and get out. Obviously, they won't be able to turn right because they'll go into the party. They'll have to leave left, but it'll be from the edge of their drive through to Simmons. We're going to have different bands playing. We're going to have pizza, sodas, games, make and takes, prizes. Every year that we've continued on, they can register for a girls and a boys bike that GBA gives away. So we will continue that this year. So just to tweak it, maybe make it a little bigger, have a little fun downtown, you know, do maybe a little dancing on the street.
It's going to be cold, though, on Saturday. That's going to make for some awfully, insulated Halloween costumes.
That more the reason to get up and move.
There you go. So that takes place in conjunction with the...
It'll start at noon. Noon to 4. So from 10 to noon is the actual trick-or-treating at the businesses, and then from noon to 4... is the block party.
Okay. So again, if any folks want to take part or have any more questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Call you.
That's always a good idea.
You can, I guess the best way maybe to reach me is Facebook, but if you contacted the chamber or even here, there's different people that can get a hold of me. I mean, I don't want to obviously give out all my personal stuff over the air, but there's ways to contact me for sure.
And I should say, too, that there's information on Treat Street on the community events page at WGIL.com. Yes. I just discovered. So you can find out all about it there if you miss any part of this. And it sounds like it's going to be fun on Saturday.
It usually is every year, and we're just going to add more to it. So I hope it's a fabulous turnout regardless of the weather. You know, just bundle those kids up and bring them out for a safe and fun day.
Add more treat bags next year, Amy. I'm just saying. Amy Peterson, president of the Galesburg Business Association, thanks so much for coming in. And if you didn't hear us about 10 minutes ago, we got through a whole interview without you saying the word absolutely. So
I said it twice.
We did?
I did.
See, I didn't notice it that time either. So yeah, there you go. Thanks so much, Amy. Good luck on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Will.